the tree.
Here we are. It's Christmas Eve, and you know what? Santa and the reindeer coming from the North Pole are going to have good flying conditions by the looks of it tonight. As you heard here, it's going to be a bit cloudy the next few days, but we're not going to be miserably cold, and there's no big snowfall coming to hinder any holiday travel plans, so we're in good shape. And it is one of the busiest travel days of the year, no doubt about it, both at the airport this morning and on the highways. At least the gas prices right now are pretty decent. I've seen anywhere between 120 to 125, probably lowered some of the independents, but gas prices apparently haven't been this low since 2021 at Christmas. So that's a plus, but be safe, take your time, call ahead, check the weather where you're going, and just in case, put that emergency kit in the trunk. Include some extra clothing. You never know. You might need it. Nobody won the Lotto Max jackpot. The 80 million carries over. And nobody in Saskatchewan won any of the Max Millions either. I went out of my way yesterday. I was so busy doing grocery shopping and last minute checks before Christmas. I thought, I got to get a lottery ticket. I was stressed out about it. Finally got one and all for naught this morning. Try again, I guess. Besides dreams of retirement from the Lotto Max, a little Christmas trending here this morning. Nice moves by Taylor Swift to making two staggering donations ahead of Christmas. She gave $1 million to the American Heart Association in her dad's honor with the fact that he had had heart surgery this year. And she gave another $1 million to food banks in the giving mood. As were you with our 56th annual Santa's Anonymous, a huge success. And about 1,800 families are benefiting from all those new unwrapped toys that you tossed into toy bins. And we want to thank you for your help. There were so many people that jumped on board to help us this year. Again, Harley Palasik-Ditch, she, for the last 6 years with her mom, Christine, have helped raise money and buy toys for us in memory of her little brother, Max.
We started supporting Santa's Anonymous in honor of my son, Max, Harley's brother, Max, who had a rare genetic disease called Gaucher disease. He passed away when he was 2 years old. So we do this to celebrate and honor his life.
And Christine, at that time, Harley approached you, right?
That's correct. We were driving and we were talking about how we wanted to celebrate and honor Max, our first Christmas without him, and she passed an advertisement for Santa's Anonymous, and she wanted to know more about it, asked why Santa's Anonymous exists, and wanted to know what we could do to support the cause. She wanted to make sure that every child woke up with a toy on Christmas morning.
So quick, do the math, Christine. How old was Harley then?
5.
And Harley's with us here, too. Good morning, Harley.
Good morning.
11 years old now, Harley, and you're still helping out Santa's Anonymous. Tell everyone what you did the last few years.
Collecting, like, toys and, like, money.
Who do you usually call on?
My family.
People give you money. Do you go shopping for all the toys yourself?
No, we bring it to, like, the Salvation Army and then, like, give it to them and the toys.
What did you do differently this year?
I designed my own poster.
To tell everyone that you were doing this?
Yeah. My mom posted on her Facebook story, I think.
How did people react to it?
Lots of people shared it on their, like, stories, I think.
And did they start to give some money or toys to you?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. So do you know how much in toys and money you've gathered this year?
Toys, I'm not sure, but money is $645.
Wow. And you gave that to the Salvation Army?
Yes.
In care of Santa's Anonymous to ensure that everyone wakes up with a toy under the tree. That's the kind of heart you got. You don't have a Grinch heart. You've got a ginormous Harley heart. Well, that's pretty cool you do that. Christine, Mom, you've got to be pretty proud of this kid.
Oh, yes. Every year it just warms my heart and brings tears to my eyes to see how successful she is and how she wants to honor and celebrate her brother and just make Christmas brighter for everyone around her.
Oh, she certainly does that. Thank you both. That's the kind of Christmas spirit that made the 56th annual Santa's Anonymous a huge success, and we thank you all. Hey, gang, look who's here. It's local musician, recording artist, Jeffrey Straker. Take it away, Jeff.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, oh, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss them once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this
there
year.
You go. There you go. I love it. Jeff Straker and on guitar, Bryn, yes. Crowd's going nuts there. I don't know if you can hear that canned applause, but it's for you.
thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you both for popping in early. What's a Christmas tradition you remember growing up?
Oh my gosh, we had so many traditions. I grew up in a little farming town called Punishai, Saskatchewan. If anybody out there knows where that is, about an hour north of Regina. There was always a Christmas week bonspiel in the Punishai Curling Club.
Yeah.
You'd throw together the teams, draw the names out of a hat. One of our family traditions, we would always do the Christmas Eve service in the Punishai United Church. Do the service where you get to the end and you dim the lights and light the candle and everyone sings Silent Night together. And my brother and sister and I would be in the back pew with my grandma, you know, little kids wiggling and giggling, and you know, she'd be feeding us candy to try to keep us quiet. They're great. They're great memories, you know. Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes and listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells ringing. Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in
beautiful, there? Beautiful. I got to ask you now then, Jeff, what was your favorite toy that you remember asking for at Christmas?
I've got a very, very profound memory, deep-seated, complete with PTSD, of a gift that I got when I was 10 years old. I asked for, Greg, and received, as a young boy on a grain farm in rural Saskatchewan, I asked for and received a very controversial gift, a Holly Hobby Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, my
Cue
goodness.
The gasps.
Yes.
Cue the gasps.
What happened?
So I saw this thing in the Christmas wish book, the Sears wish book, and I wanted it so bad. Asked for it. Christmas morning, I unwrapped it. The entire family was there. It was the year the whole extended family was there. I unwrapped it. And you could see when I unwrapped it, the eyebrows raised and the heads cocked to the side. Yeah. And I remember someone asked, who got him that? My mom had this ability to like calm any situation.
Yeah.
And like there was this sort of pregnant pause, and then her voice just piped up and said, Santa.
There.
And the whole thing was solved. So my mom was a killer baker, as many of these sort of prairie farm women are and were. And she baked the deep freezer full of all the baking on the top with this big layer of her beautiful whipped shortbread. Dad's Christmas thing was making homemade sausage. He'd get a deer, mix in some pork. And he never really had a recipe. And that year he made it particularly garlicky. He wrapped it up, packed it on top of all the Christmas baking, and mom made up the dainty trays, and we bit into our first whipped shortbread that year, and it tasted like biting a clove of garlic. And we literally said, Dad, you've ruined Christmas.
You've got a Christmas album out today with four originals, eight classics, right? That's available
That's
everywhere.
Right. It's called A Very Prairie Christmas.
Okay.
Finds it on all the streaming platforms.
Jeff Straker. Nice to have you in, and Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for your time today. It's Christmas Eve. And it's going to actually be nice. You got to drive. Roads are in great shape this morning and the next few days. No snowstorms. Just pack that emergency kit in the trunk, maybe an extra blanket or two. CJME News Time now is 5:58.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. It's going to be a pretty quiet drive to work if you are headed out this morning. I think just about everyone I know is is off today to get the last minute groceries and get prepared for Santa's return. Big day tomorrow. And last night, the NHL wound up for the holidays. Enjoyed watching my Oilers. They're hot right now. They beat Calgary 5-1. Edmonton is now 8-2-1 in their last 11 and have a share of first place, which is shared by the Knights, Ducks, and Oilers, all tied for first in the Pacific. And don't forget, the World Juniors are about to start. That begins Boxing Day with Canada taking on Czechia. Don't forget also, of course, CJME carrying all the Canadian games, too. But a nice forecast for traveling. Sure, it's going to be a little cloudy, most of it, but it's not going to be that windy. We shouldn't see any serious amount of snow. So if you got to hit the road today or tomorrow, should be good for that. And this morning, we're talking about Christmas traditions you may have. How does your Christmas Eve look? What do you have a tradition with the kids or family at large? I know growing up, I remember all our cousins and families would gather in one house, potluck, lots of crock pots of food everywhere. Kids wound up with excitement running around. My dad spiking the eggnog wherever he could for all the adults. And we'd get to open up just one gift on Christmas Eve, and usually a lame one because my mom would personally pick the one that we would be able to open. It's always just socks or pajamas. Save all the best gifts for the next morning, right? But now all grown up, it can be a little quiet. Like some Christmas Eves in our household, my kids are starting to get a little older now, but they still want to hang with us. But now it's, you know, order some takeout, maybe watch The Grinch, Christmas Vacation, Die Hard. Yeah, it's a Christmas movie for me. Or, you know, occasionally can be a little larger gathering with family. It all depends on who's still in town and not traveling. But how about you? Do you have a Christmas Eve tradition? Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. You know, last week I was at a fundraiser, and entertainer, guitarist extraordinaire Jack Semple was there. And after his performance, I had a chance to ask him what he remembers about Christmas as a little kid and how his family celebrated with a few traditions.
Oh, Christmas Eve. Well, my mother used to hide all the Christmas presents and the decorations until Christmas morning. So we'd go to bed Christmas Eve. There's no Christmas decorations, no presents under the tree, no nothing. And then the next morning, wow, she must have stayed up all night. I mean, this was her tradition.
I've never heard that before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the other thing back in the old days, I'm really old, Greg, is that my mother used to hang strings from the corners of the room to the
middle. I know where this is going.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, go ahead.
And Christmas cards. Yes. And there'd be hundreds of Christmas cards, you know, back in the old days. And so that was really beautiful. And so that's an incredible memory for me. You know?
That's when you were a kid. Now, what's it like with such a large family? What's Christmas like?
Yeah, well, it's always, is it an away Christmas or is it a home Christmas, you know, with family?
What
and
is
everything?
It this year?
It's an away Christmas, which is great because I get to sleep more. you know, we have a grandson. He's 5 years old. So having him over, you know, is a big thrill because, you know, you see Christmas through the eyes of a kid, you know, it's just wonderful and magical.
Come on, everyone has a favorite Christmas toy or present they got when they were younger. Does anything come to mind?
Well, when I was 10 years old, I wanted an Etch-A-Sketch more than anything, and I got the Etch-A-Sketch, you know, and it was a big, I loved that little toy, you know, yeah. Little things like Barrel of Monkeys, yeah. You know, that was another thing.
When you get your family together right now, what will you be thinking of on Christmas morning when you look around that family and all that wrapping paper everywhere?
Just thinking of the joy of being together, you know, so it's really the most important because everybody's lives are so busy. But at least for that couple of days, you know, you're just there for the family. You're not thinking about work. You're not thinking about your career. You're just there for the family playing games like Crokinole and ping pong and, you know, being together. That's what it's all about.
You had a good 2025?
Fantastic
2025. What was the highlight this year for you?
The Christmas concert that we did December 6th at Casino Regina with my whole family. That was a big deal because it's great singing with the family, which we always do. But putting on a show, you know, was a great thrill. It was a great family event.
What do you want to do in 26?
I don't know. In 2026, well, I'm working on new music for a new Jack Semple CD or recording or YouTube, you know, extravagance. But I'm writing music.
You know, I've heard a lot about your family here in this last couple of minutes with you. So I'm wondering what's inspiring the writing right now. Is it family?
Yeah, it's family. You know, I've started writing songs just for my family. Like a song for my wife, a song for my daughter, a song for my brother-in-law, you know, just, you know, the old days you'd make a CD and you might sell 1,000 of them, but that doesn't happen anymore. You might get something on social media, but really, I'm writing music for personal reasons that somebody in my family might enjoy.
What do you hope to leave behind, Jack? What do you hope?
Yeah.
You and I have been around the corner a few times here. What do you hope to leave behind?
I don't know. I just hope to leave behind happy people, you know.
Well, you've done that.
Yeah, happy people with my family. I hope to leave behind some good music, you know. I'm lucky. I've made lots of CDs, lots of recordings. But, you know, the best is still to come.
Yeah, it certainly is. Jack, you are one of the best in all of Saskatchewan and probably Western Canada, all of Canada. Thanks for everything you do for Regina, for the province, and for all of us.
Thank you, Greg. Same to you, buddy.
Have a blue Christmas without you.
A little Rory Allen Blue Christmas. We're having a bit of a Christmas Eve party here this morning. I thought we'd talk about Christmas traditions with some of my friends, and Rory Allen, definitely a friend. For the last 30 years, he has been entertaining audiences with his tribute to Elvis Presley. Just recently, Pat Casino Regina himself with his annual Christmas show. Three solid nights jammed with fans. And I sat down backstage with him to find out some of his Christmas traditions and whether or not he's even close to hanging up the jumpsuits yet.
No, the people still keep coming.
Okay, the people keep coming, but how do you keep interested?
Well, I've been staying in shape, so it's still a lot of fun. You throw different songs in, change up arrangements a little bit that you're doing on stage, and a new crowd, every night. And now there's a new crowd coming every single time because the younger folks are coming. The new Elvis movie that came out a couple of years ago with Austin Butler, they loved that show.
So Rory, you grew up in Regina.
Yes.
What was your childhood like at Christmas?
I remember being the youngest. I always got to open my presents. I remember that I got most of the presents, being the youngest in the family.
And did you have Christmas traditions? Like, what was Christmas Eve like?
Christmas Eve was magic because, of course, I knew Santa was coming. You can't sleep at night. I can still remember, and this is when we lived in Rokenville, before we moved here for grade two. I remember just the anticipation. It's just a magical time.
When you reflect on the last number of years with your family, what have you made a tradition in your household?
Our tradition is to open one present Christmas Eve. Everybody gets their Christmas Eve pajamas. They don't know what they're going to be, so everybody opens them at once.
Yeah.
And then you have to wear them, especially Christmas Eve.
How many Elvis pajama sets do you have?
I had a couple that were Elvis themed, but a lot of times it's Jurassic Park or Batman or Superman.
Is it big with family in your household?
Oh, very much so.
Lots of relatives?
Yeah. Our house is decked out, so we have three Christmas trees up. We have one in our kitchen dining room. We have got one kind of family tree that's got thousands of different things on it and lights in, and the other tree, there's more of a little formal one that Lori did, and it looks beautiful in the front room.
Wow, you do love Christmas.
Oh, yeah, there's garland going up the banister with lights. There's lights everywhere, yeah.
Did you not light up the exterior of your home one year? Like, it was like Chevy Chase?
Yeah, I had like 18,000 lights because we had bought them to do our own New Year's show at the Turvey Center. So I had all these lights at home. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you could see that sucker from the space station. You could find my duplex, from space back
then. That's awesome. Hey, I got to give you a chance here. So close to Christmas now. Anything you want to say to your fans and family?
I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You guys have been the reason it's the longevity I've had. And it's given me opportunities to go all over the world because of the fan base here. A lot of folks have passed away that started watching, but their families still come and their kids still come. So it's been a tradition. I just want to say to the Regina and the Saskatchewan, all you folks are the reason that I have what I have. I met the Jordanaires and become friends with them. The Imperials backstage with different stars over the world. What a blessing, the people of Regina. And
you missed one.
Oh,
The Greg Morgan Morning Show.
Greg Morgan was unbelievable when I started. He did you did our voiceovers and our intros, and people heard your voice before I came
on. Ladies and gentlemen, Rory. I always look back fondly on our times when I first met you. It was a blast in the old days of Casino Regina when you would stand on the bar.
Oh, I stood on the bar, and then people started to come after that at noon to save seats.
At the bar.
Yeah. And then when the restaurant came, same thing. And it just got so crazy. They had to build the showroom finally.
Well, buddy, Merry Christmas. All the best to you and your family.
You and your family too. You've been a blessing in our life, my friend. And you were a big part of the launch, and you're partly responsible for what you see before you today.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm kidding. Thanks, Rory.
Thanks.